Have you been wondering how this special election came to pass? How the few voters who did go to the polls wasted their own time and millions of dollars of taxpayer money trying to decide matters they were totally incompetent to decide? Is it surprising that 5 of the 6 propositions failed? And the only one to pass was essentially a protest against our having to do a job we pay legislators to do? To legislate? Well, it may come as a shock to you, as it did to me, that it wasn't our representatives, but us, the electorate, who were responsible for there being any election at all. Yes, if you didn't see someone passing around ballot petitions, it was because they didn't have to. The substance of all but 2 of the measures were actually previous initiatives that the legislature was hoping to amend and had already passed. But, and here's the kicker, because they had originated as our initiatives, any amendments also had to receive our approval. We voted on these complicated things that we don't understand because of all the things we already voted on that we didn't understand. It wasn't completely our fault, of course. Someone had to put this weapon in our hands. But referenda and initiatives are instruments of a direct democracy, which we are not. No matter what we may think of our legislators, we live in a representative democracy. We hire them to make decisions, especially on fiscal matters, because we have neither the time nor the expertise to form sober opinions. And then we hamstring them by insisting via initiatives that we, Joe the plumber, really do know more than they do. I used to let special elections go by, but I had no idea that by voting, I would not only be contributing nothing, but actually getting in the way of effective government. I voted in this one out of some patriotic guilt, but no more. The only initiative I will even consider in the future is one that does away with initiatives. As the old saw goes, when the company president answers the phone, you know the business is in trouble. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.